Welcome to the Recipe Podcast, Celebrity Seekers to a Successful Life. This is the Gourmet Club Live Special Edition brought to you by Chef to Chef. I am your host, Chef Charles Carroll. What a great day. What a great show we have for you. We took our show on the road to New Orleans, Louisiana, on location at the Chef to Chef Conference. If you're not here, you're missing an amazing conference, but the good news is we are bringing you all the interviews from these industry stars. Go to cheftochefconference.com for more details. Now, let's get started. And we're back with David DiDizio.
That's right, DiDizio.
Okay, man. Chef David DiDizio. Welcome back to the Chef to Chef Conference here in New Orleans. We're so proud to have you in. And not only here for the podcast, the Recipe Podcast, the Gourmet Club Live segment, but you're also presenting on Tuesday here for the conference. So thank you for sharing the word and your time with all our colleagues.
Thanks for having me. I love it here. It's a great place to be and network. So
yeah, for sure. So for the audience that are listening, that some of my wonderful listeners, tell them all a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up in southeastern Pennsylvania, right along the Delaware-Pennsylvania line. Currently work at a hunt club. Where it was founded for fox hunting.
Oh, wow.
And we're a dual campus facility, so we have a golf course 3 miles away from the main clubhouse. And that was originally a milk farm for a big garden. So there's a lot of rolling hills, countryside kind of area. We have equestrian, paddle, tennis, swimming, all kinds of fun things.
Now, would I assume that... Obviously, you're a chef of that club because you're qualified to be a chef, but are you a chef at that country club as well because you love all of those things, the hunting and the rolling hills and the...
I'm a naturalist, for sure. Yeah. I grew up in the country there, Chester County area, and about 7 miles from the club, so it's like home for me.
Wow, that's special then, huh? Is your parents there in nearby, or you still have family in the area?
Yeah, sure do.
So tell me, what is your favorite thing? Do you love to hunt?
No, not really. No? I love to eat. for the area, you can really get so much local product. We're right between New Jersey and Lancaster County with the Amish farms. So we get great seafood, great produce. It's like a nice little spot. We're close enough to Philadelphia where we can get really some of the higher end type of provisions coming out of the city, so it's a great sourcing location.
So that's amazing. And to get out, how many members do you have?
About 400 voting members, just shy of 400 voting memberships.
400, and you are in. So is it very seasonal because of the weather, or you have your high time and low time when your season is?
Yeah, so you know, May through September is the big jam, yeah. You're jamming. I mean, you know, it's head down and get through it. The wintertime, the other challenge is to continue to put new activities and events out there to keep everyone engaged, from the staff to the members, you know, and so we do, we've had a winter TrackMan system, which has been great, indoor golf set up.
Winter TrackMan, what's that mean?
So TrackMan is a golf simulator that we set up, and they do, like, closest to the pin tournaments and those types of things. So that keeps a lot of activity around the club when the golf course part is closed.
Uh-huh.
And then we have indoor tennis, outdoor tennis, paddle, all those winter sports as well. So,
wow. Indoor tennis as well. Mm. Wow. So you're presenting on Tuesday. Tell the audience what you're going to be doing.
So because we're an old farmhouse, once we get over about 80 attendees, we tend to split into other rooms or we go outside. So my presentation is basically, you know, outdoor dining and going chaferless. I try every opportunity I can get to get rid of a chafing dish. I just don't like the look of them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just look at creative ways to, you know, present the food, execute it as live as possible so that it's fresh and create a great experience. But a lot of that for the bigger events happens outdoors. So we do an event in the fall. It's 535 people, and, you know, they put the raw bar about as far away from the kitchen as you can possibly get, 3,000 oysters, and you know, and so there's you have to really plan and think through what you're doing in order to execute it. So
walk us through that a little bit about the chaferless program for the, some of the chefs out there wondering, hey, how the hell are you going to do that? So tell us some of the creative ideas that you've come up with.
So I do a lot of interactive stations. No, there's a labor investment in that.
Sure.
But I think that that type of member experience, that seems to be the buzzword nowadays, is really having experience coming for the membership. So that creates the one-on-one relationship. I try to physically work those stations as much as possible so that I have that relationship. They come up, they see you, they say, hey, chef, what are you grilling there? What's going on there? And then it just creates that, you know, interpersonal relationship, which goes a long way for, you know, the experience at the club. So grilling is one big thing that we do. You know, we're, and how many different ways that we can do that.
Mm-hmm. So having 400 members, your staff is probably, what, around 15?
Wouldn't that be nice?
10.
So height of the season, we will be about 8.
Okay, so when you're going to do these live station chef lists, so do you bring in some extra people from the outside for those?
Yep, so there's a list of chefs who, you know, always come in, and, you know, it's a part of that networking thing. You know, I have a good network group, you know, with the club system up there. So
kind of beg your boss for that, or they're totally supportive of bringing in extra help?
They're supportive.
So, cool.
You know, they realize that
he's not listening, so you can say it.
No. they're supportive because they realize that, you know, even with the overtime part of it, it's more financially sound for the club to not have to hold on to that year round staff. You know, if we can source qualified people and give a great experience, then that's a benefit for everyone.
Mm-hmm. So what was one of the most memorable times in your life, or possibly who's inspired you to where you are today, or one of the most memorable times in your career that you think that you could share?
Wow, there's a few that really stand out. You know, going through the U.S. Open in 2013 with Jerry at Marion.
Yeah, I see there was Marion on your one sheet here. So yeah, you worked for a crazy guy. Was that right?
I did. Yeah. So
is he really crazy? Is he a real hard ass? This guy?
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He is.
He might be listening, so you have to say that.
No, you know, his leadership and organization is just tremendous, and you know, really knows how to put people in a position to be successful. So that, you know, that experience at the U.S. Open is something, you know, I can flip a burger and hear the crowds cheering, and that's a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those events are amazing, right? I mean, to do a U.S. Open or a Ryder Cup or whatever the case is, I mean, talk about organization, right? You have to be on your A game.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a tremendous experience.
Yeah. So what other you mentioned equestrian. So your club sounds a little different than many. So tell us a little bit more about what's going on at your club.
So
you said hunting. Did you say hunting or the?
We have a gun club.
Gun club, right?
There's the urban sprawl is built up around us, so we don't do any hunting on the grounds anymore. The gun club's very active. You know, they hunt and donate to the club for special wine dinners.
Oh man!
So I get last minute things.
And
that's part of the fun.
God bless you there. I can see you. Yeah, I can see your facial expression. But anyway, I believe you. Chef, can you do this quail for me?
Yeah. Yep. So you know, generally you need a little metal detector just to
right?
Tell who the good hunters are. But you know, so that's always a fun part of what we do, and we're highly private. Casual family club.
Okay, so it's a shooting range. Is there a shooting range?
Not on site anymore.
So how is it a gun club? So how?
It was founding on hunting, and then the gun club goes to other locations where they have least time.
Gotcha.
To handle the shooting.
Gotcha. Well, what your refrigerator is full at home of everything. What are you cooking?
Honestly, a nice piece of salmon, some chopped salad with some avocado, just simple. You know, I just light and healthy. That's kind of where I'm at. So,
good for you, man. So, one piece of advice you give out to some of the younger culinarians out there?
Stay focused on a long-term goal and put the time and work to achieve it. Yeah. I think you really need to understand that there's an investment in it. and the time investment and the sacrifices. And you have to be willing to make those sacrifices.
Yeah, yeah, super. Hey, man, David, I appreciate you being with us today, and not only today on Gourmet Club Live, but also sharing your time and expertise with the Chef to Chef Conference. And I know I've said it a bunch of times, but you're hearing some knocking and people talking and in the background, but we are bringing the show to you live at the Chef to Chef Conference, and so we're right in the middle of it, and that's what we love to do. So thank you all for listening, and David, thank you for coming in. Look forward to your presentation in the next couple days. And we're back at the Chef to Chef Conference with the busiest guy on the planet, and you all know him, Chef Jerry Schreck, and he's the man who can, and the guy behind the scenes who's been making this conference happen now for, I think, 11 years. He's running around crazy, and this is one of the biggest ones ever, and it just keeps getting better and better. Jerry Schreck, man, welcome into the show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Charles. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's a busy week, and like you, we have a day job, and this is something that we really enjoy doing, and like you, experiencing, bringing people together, and all the work seems, when it all comes to fruition, all the work seems worthwhile.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? And of course, listeners out there, I know I say this several times through the show, we are right in the middle of the action. We are at the Chef to Chef convention here in New Orleans, and we are on site. So you're going to hear some bumping and noises and clanking around, people setting up, getting ready for the big event. But that's what we do. We bring this show to you, and that's why we're live. So you're going to hear some noise, and appreciate you getting through that. So, Jerry, so some of the I know everybody here at the convention knows you, but for some of the listeners for the first time, tell everybody a little bit about you.
Okay. I am the executive chef at Marion Golf Club, host of more USGA golf championships than any other club in America. And we just held the US Open about 6 years ago. So we're good friends with the USGA. We're not on the PGA Tour, but we're hoping to get a US Open back. And we just were awarded the U.S. Amateur in 2026. And we do a lot of food and beverage for a small club. We just went through a golf course restoration, about $25 million golf course restoration.
Wow.
With sub-air and just like Augusta National. And it's you wouldn't know by looking at it. But after the grow-in, we're going to be really busy in June when that happens.
Wow. That's super. So tell everybody, how did you get into Chef to Chef? How did that all? Because what year are we in now?
Okay, so we're in the 11th annual. So 11 years ago, we had 55 chefs at Red Rock Resort in Las Vegas. And then you joined us in 2010 in Palm Beach. I think we had 86. And it's grown since then. And now we have close to 400 attendees.
Wow.
Here at the Hilton Riverside, New Orleans. And it just seems like everybody wants to be a part of it.
Yeah.
So we have friends like you and friends from CIA and just friends from everywhere that want to be a part of it, want to present. Now, here you are doing your podcast. John Foltz is our keynote speaker tonight.
Yeah.
It's just really kind of rewarding that after 10 years, something has grown to this point. And then, like I said earlier, when you see all the chefs together networking and making friends and going out to dinner and creating relationships, it's very, very cool to me. So it's not only the education, it's the friendships that are forged during the conferences.
Yeah, you know? No doubt about it. And I mean, being in the country club environment or club environment as a chef is pretty special, right? And you have, you and your team have brought us all together as one, you know, in our own niche. You know, that's pretty cool in itself.
Yes, and it's Harbor Communications is the backbone of it, sponsoring this event. Of course, we have other sponsors like you do for your shows, but and too numerous to mention, and a lot of them have been with us for the entire 10 years. There's an event planning group, so there's a lot of support that goes through this, and I generally do the agenda and kind of consult them on content for the conferences. So there's tons of support, and they were just bought Harbor Communications by WTWH Media, who's coming over. So that's, we're under that umbrella now, and they've just added more components to make it even more special, and hopefully it'll grow even more.
Mm. So, what a lot of people don't know behind the scenes, I've done a few shows in my life, and I know you've done this. We're in 11th anniversary here of Chef to Chef. Tell us one of the biggest oh shit moments in the Chef to Chef conferences that people may not know about.
Okay, so this is something that you know, and it's, we don't go fly around the country rehearsing presenter chefs.
Right.
So you see someone that does something very cool, you've read about it, and say, hey, how'd you like to present at the Chef to Chef conference? And they get there, and it's crickets. And they're searing a lamb rack, and you're going like... So I'm like in my chair, and I'm squirming, and you know, this happened one time, and I look over, and I'm looking in the back... I'm looking at the attendees, so that's it, and it's all good, but sometimes and you know, I wasn't a trained public speaker, so the first time I got up in front of 56, like tonight when I'll introduce you to introduce John Foles, I'm okay, but 10 years ago with 52 people, I was sweating bullets. What I mean?
Sure.
I don't know whether you ever had that experience, but
well, you know. Yeah, I mean, there's kind of an excitement. So, I mean, there's never, we're never totally comfortable with it, you know. So it's normal to get anxious, right, to have fun with it. But but I tell you, one of my most embarrassing moments, and it goes back to my Balsam years, right? So we did the...
All the way up in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we did a graduation. We had guests from all over the country in, and... I was up there to open the ceremony and have our first speaker come up to the podium, and I couldn't remember his name. And I hadn't, I don't know, I was so busy with the event and the graduation and everything that I just spaced it. So, that was my most embarrassing moment. But
did you find out what his name was?
Yeah, well, I stuttered. I said, Chef, come on and join me up on stage. And he came up and he bailed me out, you know. His name is Vincent now. I remember it, and I can't remember what I did yesterday. But, yeah, well you know what? I've been blessed to do a lot of shows around the country and also with world chefs. And I know how much it goes into it, you know, all the timing issues and the hiccups that come along the way. But tell the audience some of the speakers that you have. What's going to happen in the next 3 days?
Well, you have... the chance to talk to a lot of them today. We'll see John tonight. I think we're going to broadcast that on Facebook Live.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
at 9:15. So that'll be cool. Russell Scott is coming in and will be a part of
MasterChef.
He'll open up tomorrow morning
in Texas. Now
he's in Texas at Carlton Woods, and he'll open up tomorrow. And he's been the dean of students at Greystone CIA and clubs in Florida. You know, these are really, really talented people.
Yeah.
And there's just something about master chefs that are just like, they're just like, they have another gear.
You get that right.
And that's for sure. They just, and they're so great at these events because their stuff is shipped in and they're in the back. They just want to touch it. They want to stay out of the way of the chefs. They have respect. They understand where they are at all times.
Mm.
And they're just great presenters. Kevin Walker will follow him up
another
tomorrow morning. And he's from Atlanta. And again, he's been all over the place. And another CIA grad who's been at the Vintage in Palm Springs and spent about close to a decade at the Cherokee Club in Atlanta. After that, you are on for about an hour and a half, and you're going to do...
I got to work on that presentation, by the way.
I think you'll do just fine. And then you'll have a panel discussion. We have some interesting guests, one Skyping in, and it sounds really cool, and I can't wait to hear it. Jennifer Kopp is at the Metropolitan Club, but she spent about 17 years at Chevy Chase Club, and she has... She's She's competed.
Culinary Olympian.
Yeah. And Scott Craig, who they actually know each other. They worked at Chevy Chase together. And then he went off to Myers Park, went back to Chevy Chase as the chef, and then is back at Myers Park in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So that's tomorrow. And then we used to have an Iron Chef cook-off during a cocktail party on Monday night, but we're going to actually make that a session, and we're making it teams. And the Golf Channel is a big part of what's going to happen tomorrow. So these are things that are happening that are are kind of blowing us away here. So the Golf Channel will broadcast, or at least what I hear, live on Morning Drive this week.
Wow.
So that'll be pretty cool. So the chef here is really psyched for, you know, to put a good competitive pantry together and equipment, and it should be fun. And that's going to happen right in the general session room at about 3:30 tomorrow.
And you look amazingly calm for all of that. Because this is not just a speaker going on stage. We got demonstrations. We got cooking equipment. You got mystery baskets, and you got Golf Channel. There's a lot of moving parts.
There really are. But like I said before, there's a great support group. And everybody knows their role after a while. This has been going on for a while, and we've tweaked it and tweaked it. And so again, like I said, when you have really good presenters and really technical pros, they just come in and they take care of business for you.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about anything.
So Jerry, how long have you been in the country club now?
I started at Marion in 2001. Before that, I worked for a company called Restaurant Associates, which is under the Compass Group umbrella, and did everything from PGA Championships. I did the PGA Championship. I don't know whether you were at Oak Hill in 2002.
I just missed that one.
But that's what I would do. I had a home base of Longwood Gardens, which is a botanical gardens, where I had a couple of restaurants and a cafeteria and catering. And then I would, you know, the corporate world is, you know, when it's slow, they ship you out to do a golf tournament or go do the Olympics or something like that. So I did that for about 7 years. And before that, I'm kind of like you. I was in the hotel business before that.
So for some of the listeners there that are not a club chef, what is it about Marion and your club, or being in a club, that's, because I'm in my 20th year now.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that's made you hang your hat?
You develop a relationship with the members and the membership, and they trust you, and you put together a team. As hard as it may be in this day and age, is keeping a team together when you lose somebody. Staffing is pretty much the major issue that we encounter. I've had discussions over the past 2 days since I've been here with chefs about that exact issue. So, but the trust of the membership, and just building a food program that's never been like that before at the club, and they appreciate what you do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they see us going out and doing other things and trying to develop our talent, to develop our teams. And they appreciate that too.
And they take good care of you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. God bless you.
Yeah, but the no matter what, the reward for hard work is more work. There's no question about it.
Louis Guzman told me that, who's an actor. He said, my mom always told me the reward for good work is more work.
That's so true.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, we sure do appreciate everything you're doing here, and not only for club chef. You don't have to be a club chef to come to this event, and we sure do appreciate you know really continuing education for all the great chefs out there, and putting in your hard work and effort, and all the hours that goes into this. Is they're thankless hours, and we sure do appreciate you taking our culinary expertise into another level, helping all our people out there take it to the next level.
Well, I want to thank you, because you've always been a good friend, someone I can lean on. I can text or email if I need help getting introduced to someone, or I need to ask you a question. And you've presented for us numerous times, and you do this out of the passion for your craft, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate it, buddy. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to the next 3 days, and man, this is an amazing lineup. So all you listeners out there, if you're trying to find these shows, they will be They will be, Bob, but I guess on the easiest for the, our website probably, right? ChefCharlesCarroll.com. Also, Jerry, your website for Chef to Chef, can you share with everybody, all the listeners, where they can find Chef to Chef?
Yeah, it's www.cheftochefconference.com.
Okay, super.
And you should get all the information. You can download the app, and all the information is there. It was just upgraded. It's awesome.
Yeah, so we'll be pushing this out on all the media networks and all that kind of stuff. But also chefcharlescarroll.com, you can find all the interviews. We're going to post them as we go, so you'll have it pretty much live. So thank you so much for listening, and remember, you're special, you're great. Make an impact on someone's life today. See you next time.
Today's show brought to you by Dunkin' Coffee. Mills Dunkin' is a great guy who will fix, grind, and make the perfect custom blend of coffee for you. He has a full service of coffee and teas for hotels, clubs, and restaurants. Customer service is also their best attribute, just ask me, because that's why we love them. Go out to their website, dunkincoffee.com, and try a blend today. That's D-U-N-C-A-N, dunkincoffee.com. Escoffier School of Culinary Arts. Are you interested in fulfilling a career in culinary arts or pastry arts? Then you need an educational partner that can help you reach the next level. Escoffier School of Culinary Arts can help you excel in the kitchen and beyond with a balanced curriculum that focuses on the latest culinary skills and methods as well as business and operations. They also offer a flexible 100% online format perfect for working professionals, world-renowned reputation, personalized student support, professional chef instructors, lifetime career assistance, and federal grants and financial aid available for those who qualify. Contact the folks at Escoffier to learn more at escoffier.edu. That's escoffier.edu. American Culinary Federation. I've been a member of the American Culinary Federation for 35 years. My dad was a chef, and he got me in the American Culinary Federation, the ACF, when I was 18 years old. I've been blessed to travel the world representing the United States of America in the World Culinary Olympics. If you're not a member of the ACF, make sure you join today. They have so many benefits and education, online services, great magazines, great websites, and several conventions throughout the year. Make sure you become a member today at the American Culinary Federation. That's acfchefs.org. The Texas Beef Council is a nonprofit organization representing 130,000 beef farmers and ranchers across the state. Their goal is to increase beef demand through research, education, and promotion, utilizing the beef-loving Texans consumer brand, connecting consumers to the beef they love and the farmers and ranchers who raise it. The Texas Beef Council supports chefs and food service professionals across the state of Texas, whether it's taking chefs on a pasture-to-plate tour across Texas or supporting the future of food service industry through the Texas ProStart High School Culinary Program. The Texas Beef Council plays a pivotal role in the Texas food service community. Aceway Incorporated is a janitorial maintenance company in the Houston area. The owner, Ricardo Acevedo, is such a great guy. Ricardo and his team will come in and help you clean out your kitchens, front and back of the house, office buildings, you name it, they'll clean it with amazing attention to details. Aceway takes great care of your facility, and they also have exceptional customer service, and you all know how much that's important to me. So go to, actually you can dial up their number, 281-879-9899, and you will get Ricardo firsthand. So thank you so much for watching today's show. See you next time.